Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are going to go out to the fan hotline. You know him. You love him. Every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. he joins us. And don't forget, you can also catch him every Sunday as part of the tailgate show. He is Lance Reisland. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. What's going on tonight?
I think we're chippy. I think so. Not towards you, though. It should be noted, not towards you. Yeah. Although I think JP wanted me to go at you last week, but I can't remember what it was about.
Yeah, there was some meat left on the bone there that I thought Nick should have attacked, but then he didn't, and now I don't remember what it was either. I want to imagine it was around Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
I'm going to think it was around Dylan.
I got a guess it would be around, for sure.
Well, I guess we'll get here then. Is it time to bench Dylan Gabriel?
Oh, that's what it was. No, Hold on, Coach, that's what it was. You called Dylan Gabriel a starter. Nick said, no chance in hell is he a starter, and then I wanted him to continue on.
Yeah, he's short, he's not that athletic, and he has no discernible skills that are elite.
So where are we, Coach? Come back at me.
Well, I saw the one that I liked was sawed off, was one of the things you said this week. I was like, wow, that's really something. No,
and accurate.
I'll be honest with you. I will say this without question. His poor performance this week, everybody's been talking about the people around him. I thought that was more evident in the first couple games. He played poorly this week, and there's just no way fans are buts about it. This was on him. I thought the protection was better, but I don't know if he can play better with the people that are around him. So even though this one wasn't on him, they are struggling around him. Now, he didn't play very well, and the thing that worries me is not the inaccuracy, it's being late, because being late is what causes interceptions, as you saw, and not recognizing Spillane dropping. Some of the things that I'm watching on film this week worry you, because those are the kind of adjustments you get from NFL defenses week in and week out. Now, I still think it's too early. It's 16 quarters in. With the talent around him, I'm on board with him, but he's got to do the things that got him to where he was a third round pick. And the reason I thought he was good, he did not do that last week. And once again, I'm not throwing in the towel though. I'm not cooking the burger just yet. But I think he can do some things if he's accurate. That's where, for me, he was late with the ball and he hasn't been accurate, which is one of the two things that I really liked on his college film.
I'm cooking up that burger.
I was going to catch it, but I'm like, I don't know.
Booty cheeks, he's not. Booty cheeks, he's
well,
not.
Here's some debatable moments here, Coach. There's some things that I think are really bad, but maybe a little bit defensible, right? Like throwing the ball 10 yards short to Isaiah Bond as he sits there and waits for it to happen up the sideline. And it's like, that's a bad throw.
Happens to a lot of quarterbacks.
He's got to be able to like do that better, but maybe there's some coaching there, something can happen. But then there's the indefensible that also can't be coached. And it's the idea that he did a shuffle pass into a Patriots ass. There's no other way to describe it. And the other one is the safety play. I mean, how do you even your supercomputer processing system, all these type of things, and you gifted him 2 points because your brain malfunctioned.
You are neither a super nor a computer.
That's not being late, Coach. That's just That's just stinking.
Well, the first thing was the shuffle pass that got knocked out. It was not in a butt. He knocked it down. The defensive lineman knocked it down. And that's truthfully how a shuffle pass works. You got to slide it through. He didn't do a good job. Bottom line is he didn't complete it. But that's kind of how a shuffle pass works. It kind of works like a screen where you're trying to invite those guys in. Poor decision. Now, the throwing the ball away, you know, that's a bad play. And I think that's a combination of he got overwhelmed and – There is no argument for that. Now, should the check down been there? Maybe, but he's got to recognize if the check down didn't get out, did they bring a fifth defender where the back had to stay in? All that kind of stuff ties into it. To me, that was him being overwhelmed. And it looked, for the first time to me, he looked a little bit overwhelmed. I thought the progression that he was making in terms of what he was seeing was good. This week, it was not good. And that worries you because that was a culmination of being overwhelmed for a number of quarters, and then his head was spinning, and the old seeing ghost, that's kind of what it looked like to me.
All right, so if they are going to go with Dylan Gabriel, we'll saw it off there. If they are going to go with him against the Jets, what's the one step in the right direction? Whether it's the Browns, whether it's play calling, whether it's Dylan himself, like, what's the path back to non-booty stank?
Well, the first thing is, and I've always believed this, they got to get Jerry Jeudy some touches. I don't care what level of football it is. You win with players. You don't win with coaches. You win with players. And with the Browns limited on an offense for Jerry Jeudy not to touch the ball, that's, for me, that's inexcusable. That's on the coach. You got to get those guys touches, especially the NFL guys. Those receivers are a little bit, you know, when they don't get touches early, they kind of go away. They got to get him touches early. David Njoku's got to be more involved. Fannin's got to continue. They got to get Samson in space. So for me, it's about they have to have the right people touching the ball more often, and they have to give those guys chances more often, off play action, those things. But for me, that would be my number one thing. And I think Kevin, the other thing is I think Kevin should call plays, and people have said, I don't think he should call plays. I don't know if my job's on the line, and that's why I got the job, and that's why he got the job in Cleveland, because he's a good play caller. Then I'm going out swinging with, if it's my butt on the line, I'm going out calling plays. But I got to get, for me, I got to have the best guys touch it. And that's what's not happening right now. You know, Judkins is running the ball, but you got to be more, they did a good job of being a little bit more inventive in the run game against Miami. Then they went back to basics this week. They got to create some window dressing. They got to get the sixth and seventh guy out of the box. They got to use motions and shifts. Yeah. 6'7". Yes, I got you. I've seen it. If you're seeing me doing it right now, if you're.
Yeah. That's my guy, Coach.
Coach, you mentioned that, though. Like, Jerry Jeudy, 2 targets, awful.
Yeah.
Quinshon Judkins, awful. 9 carries. What did happen to their identity with and involving some of their best players?
Well, again, here's what's happening on offense, and I would like to say I haven't been there, but we all have been there. He's grab bagging, and what happens when you grab bag is you're not setting anything up. The things that you're successful with, your identity, you don't have that. So the play action shots, the get in 13 personnel, get the big personnel, create matchups. You don't have any of that. So you're just trying to find things that work. So you're just kind of reaching in the bag and grabbing plays you like. There's no setup. There's no timing. There's no rhythm. That's what's really wrong with the offense. Once again, though, if I'm struggling as an offensive play caller, I'm getting it to my best players. And then I say, you know what? That's the best we got. So that's what I'm going swinging with. So that's what I think that's the only chance they have. Those guys, the top guys got to touch it more.
All right, Coach, this has all been very depressing. So I want to talk about something that was not depressing. Myles Garrett, 5 sacks, breaking a franchise record. That's what the box score says. What did the tape say about Myles Garrett on Sunday against New England?
Well, a couple of things they're doing, the Schwartz, it's pretty awesome, is that they're giving him some movement, or they're putting that linebacker, they're putting him down on the guard a little bit, they're putting him outside, they're twisting him a little bit, they're giving him some more options. And then, teams are trying to chip him with a tight end on the line of scrimmage. That just doesn't work because that guy's almost like a non-factor. He just absolutely runs through a tight end. So teams that chip him well are teams that move the guy outside about 5 yards and then try to create like a little hole that he can hit his outside shoulder. The way the teams are chipping him now, there's just no chance. And, his fluidity, it's everything I filmed. The thing that I'm impressed with is his ability to play the run this year. This is the best he's played the run since he's been a Brown. He is not only outstanding in pass, but he is pass rush, but he is outstanding at the line at point of attack and playing the run at him, playing the run away. Really, really good. Obviously, Miles has always been one of the best pass rushers ever. But this year, I've been super impressed with his team defense and his ability to play the run as well.
All right, take us through the Schlesinger injury and what this does for a defense. I would imagine it's more Devin Bush, more Diabate, but we're so used to just watching him fly around and tackle guys. What are we now going to see?
Well, Schlesinger, you know, it's funny. He's kind of, I don't want to say he's hit the rookie wall, but his instincts have made him, he's overrunning some stuff. And then what he's going to learn how to do, if you watch the film, when he doesn't stack and shed those linemen very good right now, he tries to run around everything. So when linemen get their hands on him, he's blocked pretty well. So he'll learn how to do that. This is a big loss, though, because he kind of fits this scheme perfect. He runs around and he tackles, and he's a very sure tackler, which Bush and Diabate are not. They're good tacklers. I think Bush has had an outstanding year. He's going to have to play really well. I think he's going to have to be the guy in the middle. But losing Schlesinger in this defense is huge because he's kind of the cleanup guy. He's the guy when the defensive line makes all their mess, he's been making those tackles. So Bush, Diabate, those guys are going to have to be real good. And if they go nickel, I think Miles Harden's been tackling pretty well. So we're going to see what happens, but that's a substantial loss. Not only is he the green dot guy, but he is a guy who cleans up when on that second level when they get through the line of scrimmage.
Harden's good at tackling when he's not allowing 40-yard touchdown passes, Coach.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, well, that's, you know, like I said, if you get him down in nickel, get him down in the box a little bit. It's the same with Delpit. Delpit was the culprit on the touchdown pass. Delpit had some things once again, it's going back. You got to do what these guys do well. Miles Harden's not an outside guy. He's a guy that needs to be in the slot. He's a guy that needs to cover the third receiver. He's a guy that needs to cover the tight end. He's a guy that can tackle. You can't put him in situations that he probably can't do. And being outside one, covering a stud without safety help is probably not the smartest thing.
Coach, I'm sitting here trying to think, like, what's the right amount of touches for Jerry Jeudy? Is it 10? Is it 3? Is it 6 or 7? Like, I'm just trying to think here. What's the right amount of touches for Jerry Jeudy?
The right amount of touches is every single drive there should be a built-in touch for your guys. So on the top of that big call sheet, there.
Coach, he just wanted to hear you say 6-7. That's all he wanted.
I'll be honest with you.
There was not a real. One more time.
Yeah.
All right. It's not a real question. I'd like to see him 6 or 7.
Oh,
6-7.
All your hard work did not matter in that question at all, by the way. That was not the
point.
That's
a great analysis. Okay. How many burgers are you going to buy me this year?
Six or seven?
All right. I think 6 or 7, yeah.
All right, six or seven. All right, Coach.
I'll keep it rolling.
Coach, you're the best, buddy. We appreciate you. Your serious analysis while I'm a jackass. Great stuff, buddy.
Thanks, Coach.
No, I like it. No, it's all good. Hey, listen. When you don't win, this is what happens. That's the bottom line. You got to win or everybody has an opinion, and that's what it is. And things they're saying about Dylan, he's either got to prove people right or prove people wrong. That's what's happening.
And I will resort to childlike memes just to make myself feel good about where we are and where the town is with the Cleveland Browns. Coach, great stuff.
Absolutely. Hopefully that burger's still coming my way. I'm not done yet.
Wow.
It seems like we hope the burger's not well done, but it seems like the burger bet is well done.
The burger bet's cooked.
It is crispy.
I get the 6th and 7th guy out of the box. They got to use motions and shifts. 6-7. Yes, I got you. I've seen it. If you're seeing me doing it right now,
That's my guy, Coach. I'm so proud of Coach.
Actually, he says it very.
He says it. I think better than me.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really. You got to get the spirit of it. And I think we found out. Coach is. You know. He's a football guy.
Mm-hmm.
Some are calling him the LeBron James of football guys. Many people are saying he is the football guy. And yet, that's what a coach is right there.
You know. On Sunday, he called me a football guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I told him. I said you have to save that one for Ken.
Yeah.
I said you have to, when you go on Ken's show, you have to then at some point be like, yeah, I was talking to Jonathan, the football guy, and that's the only way to, because I don't know what Ken would do with that information.
That'd actually be really funny if Coach just went around and declared you either a football guy or not a football guy.
No, he does do that. He does do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's the funniest. Like, unintentionally, he does do that.
Then we have to do that with Ken, because that would just be a funny troll.
Well, it'd be even funnier if he called Ken not a football guy.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, like, if he's like, Ken, you're not a football guy, so you wouldn't get this. I don't know Ken could handle that.
He might be too nice to pull that off, but yeah.
He is. Oh, he's definitely. Yeah. Like, that. You don't use football guy superpowers for evil unless you are you or me. We would.
You think you love football.
Yeah.
Talk to Coach Riss.
Now, this is just a aggregating account, so who the hell knows if this is any. But have you heard of Poly Market Football?
I have, actually.
Yeah. They've got a Fix the Browns edition.
Okay,
here.
So hold on. So they've been cultivating a lot of misinformation out there.
Okay.
So is this an opinion piece or
is this an opinion piece?
Okay, because they're not Dove Kleiman, but they're approaching it. They're knocking on the doorstep.
We agreed, which is why initially I was not going to bring this to air, and then I was reminded that I like this idea, so I'm going to go with that.
Awesome, let's do it.
Fix the Browns 2026. Fire Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. Check. Okay. Hire John Dorsey as GM.
Love it.
Okay.
On a scale of like Cold Stone, like it, love it. I love it.
Love it. Head coach Robert Saleh.
Don't love that as much.
Wait for it. Mike McDaniel, OC. Jim Schwartz, DC.
I don't like Saleh.
Why not?
He's not very good at being a coach.
I think he was undermined by a bad head owner. I don't know why I said it like that way. A bad owner in Woody Johnson.
Listen, all you have to do is just get me to watch the story of his brother and 9/11, and then I'll basically run through a brick wall for him all over again. I can get re-energized with Robert Saleh.
What if?
I can watch enough 49ers tape, Nick, to fall back in love with Robert Saleh if that's what this takes.
And we get to do the thing that people are going to do with Kevin Stefanski in like 2 years where they're like, I mean, it was Cleveland.
I mean, really, right? I kind of look at him more, though. He would turn into a Nick Sirianni type, where I'm like, I'm more focused on who your offensive coordinator is, yes, and your defensive coordinator, yeah, than who's actually the guy in charge.
Yeah.
And in this instance, it'd be McDaniels, and it would also be Jim Schwartz, and I'm cool with that.
So here's another reason why
I love the idea that Schwartz survives the firing of Stefanski, by the way.
I think it has to happen.
It has to happen.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Albert was saying things about developing players, and I was like, did they develop players this year when they drafted Quinshon Judkins, or is Quinshon just good at football?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Quinshon had a rough rookie year, and the next year, all of a sudden, he exploded and had a 2,000 yards, okay, that's developing a player.
No, they did so much developing of Quinshon as he was, you know, not around the team
because of his suspensions. Galaxy brain.
And not signing a contract.
They actually called in the allegations.
even more galaxy.
The farther away you get from the Browns, the better you're going to develop, Quinshon.
They knew. They couldn't get their paws on him or else bad things were going to happen.
Also, they're not developing a damn thing. They run him into a brick wall most days. Now, I digress. But you can make a case that, like, Jim Schwartz has developed Alex Wright. He's developed Isaiah McGuire. Before the injury, he's developed MJ Emerson, Ronnie Hickman. Like, I can look on the defensive side of the ball and see countless.
Mike Collins having the best season of his career.
Devin Bush, by the way, reclamation project.
Devin Bush has been awesome this season.
So I can sell you that there's been development on the defensive side of the ball. There's no move I can make in this scenario. This has now become like Callahan. Like, honestly, I wish I could get back, go into a DeLorean, and go back to 2023, the Dewey Slopes of that. And just anytime somebody says we gotta let Bill Callahan go coach with his son, and just five fingers to the face.
Yeah.
Like, but that's where we are with Schwartz now.
Five fingers, like a pimp slap or just a normal slap?
Oh, a pimp slap. That's okay. Way more insulting.
Yeah.
A normal slap's insulting, but a pimp slap, some people don't come back from that.
But no, they were being good guys, Nick.
That's
good. Let them go.
They're just guys. They're just thinking of Bill.
I mean, Jim Schwartz has no loyalty to Stefanski, right?
Well, he might have loyalty to Andrew Berry, which I think is where this gets tricky.
That's where it gets a little tricky.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I don't look at this coaching crop.
He also might feel insulted if he doesn't get a true look at being a head coach either.
That's also fair.
That is the type of thing that happens.
I don't look at this coaching crop and see a lot of guys that I actually want as head coaches. Like, if you want Mike McCarthy or John Gruden, those guys are there. If you want, Halfley, who used to be the Browns defensive backs coach, and now he's Green Bay's defensive coordinator, and he was Boston College
head coach.
Why does
his name keep coming up? I've heard his name like 7 times in the past week.
Because that's where things are.
I don't think I heard his name once in the previous 3 years prior to that. Why does his name keep popping up?
Green Bay's really good.
Is that the answer? Is he like? Does he get credit for Jordan Love's success? Is that what's happening right now?
I think he gets credit because the rest of the defense is actually pretty good.
It's odd. It's just odd that his name is. Is he a local kid?
No. Remember, he was. Oh, I don't know. He was on Petten's staff. He was one of Petten's guys.
Oh, okay. Maybe that explains it. There had to be something attached to this because his name.
Mike,
his
senior assistant,
literally like everywhere in the past week or so. And I was like, why does he keep popping up?
He will get a head coaching job, but without somebody, and I'm over chasing
the Ohio State connection. Is that what that is?
Could be. I'm over chasing the tired play of we got to find the next Shanahan, McVay, Kevin O'Connell, because the problem is everyone's trying to find that. I just want to find the next good head coach. And so I think the way you do that is you start by hiring a football guy as a GM, fire San Diego Paul out of a freaking rocket back to the West Coast.
Yep.
Bye-bye, Andrew. Bye-bye, Kevin. Bring back John Dorsey.
I mean, I would walk over 1,000 feet of broken glass to be able to just have a chance to have John Dorsey be the GM again. I want that so bad. And so you can give me any combination outside of that. If John Dorsey's back in charge, that would be my favorite thing ever.
And here's the thing. Whereas unlike last time where he came in 2 years into a rebuild, He would be coming in on the ground floor of a rebuild, so it's not like I would expect. There's no GM or head coach that I think you can hire, and next year you're suddenly a 10-7 team. Because there's not a quarterback that I see out there. Like, even if Tua shakes free, I don't know if Tua's the right guy here.
No.
And that's like the best of the potential.
Kyler Murray? Maybe?
No, he's Tua on the opposite of steroids.
I'm trying to think of the very best option that's going to be open, though. And like, that's the category that we're in.
If Kyler can't do it in warm weather, to me, he's right-handed Tua, right?
Yeah.
Undersized, not the rocketest, most, not the strongest arm in the game is what I'm trying to say. But, so I guess the point is, I don't think there's a quick fix here. I think you have to go the long way. But for the love of God, can you bring a football guy in? And if anything, and listen, John got 2 drafts. So judging John just off 2 drafts is wildly problematic, because you also have to judge what he did previously in Kansas City and what he's been a huge part of in Detroit.
Yeah, which is, I've called him the best drafter in the previous 15 years of football. And it's not, I really don't even think it's close.
And he was right about Baker.
He was right about Denzel. I mean, just stretch it out. I mean, Mahomes, Kelsey, Hunt, and then he's right about everyone in charge, everyone that you've seen here, and then he was right with how many players in Detroit now. Like, I mean, he just knows how to draft players.
So I don't know where you go with the quarterback spot, but I know, like, I understand John. Honestly, I think John got sabotaged by the fact Paul DePodesta wanted analytics and power.
He just didn't want to play their game, and it's just not how John does it. And that's why you mentioned like DePodesta being shot off into the sun. That would have to be a part of that. He needs to be able to have his own vision and be able to execute it.
What's interesting about that, I thought Albert drew a really interesting distinction, and maybe we'll get into this more. Albert drew a distinction between Kevin and Andrew, sure. He also drew a distinction from Andrew and analytics. And I think that suggests a different level of interference, that it's not just Haslam interfering, but Paul DePodesta. At which point, if you've got 2 good soldiers who they don't agree with you in Paul DePodesta, I don't know what we're doing here anymore. Just make the guy GM. Like, don't do the cloak and dagger stuff. If Jimmy wants to, listen, I think the guy has no place in the NFL. And I think he's not, I don't think he's added one positive, there's not one thing you can say, this is because Paul DePodesta was here. Now, I haven't done it because anyone could just pull him out and whack-a-mole that just anytime you want.
Yeah.
But if that's the guy that survives these three, make him the GM, put his name on it, and he's the guy. And then that way, in 2029, when you stink in the Barndominium in Brook Park,
yeah,
we can fire him properly.
We know who to throw tomatoes after. We know who to. The weird thing about DePodesta is we never really know what he's responsible for, and we've never really been able to figure it out. I don't know if he's got more power now than when he had when he first started doing business with the Browns. There was a stretch in there, like 3-4 years ago, where people were making the suggestion that he was more focused on like season ticket sales than he was anything actually happening within the Browns football and like process. And like it seems like that's reverse course because now then he was away from drafts. Now he's back in the draft room. Like he's just been a revolving door of I don't know what you do. And if I don't know what you do, I don't know what to hold you accountable for. I just know you're the through line through all of this.
And I'll just go back to it. Like DePodesta is trying to use the baseball formula, and this is very reductive, and I understand it. But he's trying to use the principles of what was found in baseball and find that and what that is in football. The problem is it doesn't replace drafting good football players who love playing football. And that's the one thing. Dorsey's not going to hit on every pick. He wouldn't. But you know what I know that guy's going to do? Bring in a bunch of dudes who play football with an attitude, with a purpose, who go out there and punch people in the mouth.
Well, part of what he had dissected with Baker that a lot of people just seemed to miss was a lot of the intangibles and a lot of the things that, like getting all of the teammates to rally around, et cetera. And it sounds cliche, but like Baker was able to do that. And it's the Pied Piper story with Hugh Jackson. Like he was able to do that. And he's able to get everyone just to buy in. And so, there's a lot to this game beyond just what you see on tape. There's a lot to this game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your True Crime Podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.